I don't for a moment believe that Luther was a poetic mystic. I think Luther can be stood right up beside a Napoleon Bonaparte. And I think as a man, as a mighty leader of men, as a mighty general in his day, as a mighty colossus of his times, he'll compare with any man who ever stood flat-footed and led a great movement forward. He was a man, God's man. Talk about Wesley. Little fella, they say almost a hunchback. I don't know where they got that, but they're recently peddling that around. They've always pictured Jesus Christ, you know. Little straggling beard. Little effeminate face. I don't like that. I never did. It isn't the size that makes a man. My father never weighed over 135 pounds. And my Uncle Powdell up here in the Blue Ridge Mountains told me, he said, Bob, don't you be ashamed of your dad. He said, in the days when wrestling was wrestling in this country, no man ever pinned your dad's back to the ground and kept it that. It's 135 pounds, but it was wildcat and tiger and everything else combined. Tend the size of a man, it's the size of a man's soul. It's the size of a man's strength. It's the size of God in a man. It makes a man a man.